debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Welcome. I don't know if we're live, but Blitz will tell me if we are or not.
Speed.
We're speeded.
We're not live.
We're not live. You'll be downloading this and hearing it. And we don't think Lummy's in here.
Yeah, he's not in here. Oh.
Oh, he is?
There he is.
Yeah, as soon as you said, let's start without Lummy, he walked in the door.
Bastard.
Lummy, how you doing?
Good. I was doing bar stuff.
Oh, good. We're going to really start
drinking. You lush.
Yes. We're going to really start trying to dedicate a little bit more time and energy to bar.
Sweet.
No, sweet. Yeah, well, you guys got to keep churning it out.
It's Rhett. Yep.
Hey, Rhett, you need Rhett. Thank you for the new screenshot on the live shows.
Yeah, no problem.
Only one fuck up.
Oh, no.
You always have to put the register R after sponge.
Yeah, no problem.
Huh?
Okay.
Either.
You didn't know that. You know you probably knew that, but you just forgot, right?
I mean, yeah.
No, but like Blitz will even tell you. Blitz will even tell you. Blitz, who never really goes with me unless I'm fucking completely right. If you have a federal trademark and there are so many instances of it being publicly displayed without you using it, and it came from your world, not somebody else, that you can violate your trademark. And they can take it away from you.
All right, I'll change it.
Yeah. So, like, if somebody else writes my name, Blitz, it's not. But if it's from my world, I have to display the registered R. So.
We always display the registered R.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lummy.
Hello.
Lummy, don't forget. Anytime my name is displayed, Bubba the Love Sponge, after the sponge has to be the registered R.
Of course.
The circle R.
Yes, I love circled R.
Rhett, you are probably really mad at me right now, aren't you?
So mad?
No, not at all.
Thanks.
It's Friday. He's thinking of
he's thinking of Juicy Booty.
I got to tell you.
What's your name,
Juicy Booty LaCoya.
Juicy Booty LaCoya.
No, there's just an L. Letitia?
Yeah. Mm. You going?
LaQuellen?
LaQuellen. LaKeisha? LaQuellen?
Letitia?
Letitia.
More.
I don't know anymore. LaQuina? I don't know. They have weird names. Women. Women have weird names. Women have weird names. Women.
He's going to get us fired. That's something we haven't even posted yet.
We got fired on podcasting.
Rhett has a name of a girl he saw one time.
Rhett, what is it?
Yeah, it's actually LaDasha, but the dash is just a dash. So L-A-A.
No fucking way.
We actually had a girl that went to my high school. Her name was LaDasha. And
the dash was not D-A-S-H. It was a symbol.
Yeah. I don't remember the exact spelling.
Are you fucking kidding
me? We had a LaDasha, and then there was actually a woman who was shot across the street, and they reported her name in the news as Shanasty, S-H-A apostrophe nasty.
See, Bubba, there's a lot of weird names out there.
Thank you, Lummy. Women.
No comment.
Women have weird names.
Correct.
Well, there's some men, too.
Well, won't you give me some
such
men?
As?
Such as U.S. Americans?
Yeah, I can't think of any right now, just to be safe.
Such as U.S. Americans?
Yes.
It's a Friday. And I want to have a decent weekend.
Me too. And the other thing, Rat, while we're correcting things, is you might want to put senior after Dale Earnhardt. On the short, Dale Earnhardt Sr. Now, if re-editing that fucks up the
algorithm,
then so be it. But Dale Earnhardt Sr. or SR.
Not senior.
Not senior.
Senor.
Dale Earnhardt Sr. You know the numbers. The number tray. Uno, dos, tres.
Intimidator.
The Intimidator.
El Intimidator. Yeah.
So there you go, Rat. Really, really really picking your shit up. It should show you, Rat, that I pay attention. Or try to.
Sure do.
Rat, you there?
Yeah.
Bubba to Rat. Hi.
I really like
that. What do you got? What you really
is
like?
Is his mic
what?
Off? Because he's tried talking a couple times.
No, he's on now.
Oh, I was in. I really like that that wrestling video that Rat found on there, too.
Yeah, that was horrible. Made me look a real fat piece of shit.
That was you won, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you beat the Hangman.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Thanks.
See?
I don't like it because I was really fat.
Yep. The fatter, the better. That's why I hate Ozempic.
That's how I like my women, man.
The Bubba Splash.
What do you have planned this weekend, Rhett? First of all, this is what I got planned. Nothing.
Nice.
Except that's seeing nice. My mom.
Nice.
Oh, good.
I'm going to call my mom up as soon as the show's over today. I'm going to see what her weekend's like, and I'm going to see if I can go, you know, if I can work myself into it. Mm. Maybe dinner tonight, something like that. Lummy, I tried to get caught up on 1923 last night, but I fucking completely.
Does your mom drive her golf cart around at all?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Not as much.
Well, of course. I just didn't know if like that was something she didn't want to do.
Nope. And
good.
She still got Jeff's name on it.
Okay.
But she does drive it around.
Good.
I got to tell you, man, she's really getting out and doing things.
I'm glad to hear that.
She's got Sue and what was her name? Sue, the other, she's got two of her little buddies.
Okay.
One of them is widowed, and Sue and Greg are the couple that lives down at the very end.
Right, the head swingers.
No,
the couple of pineapples.
And then Sandy. Sandy is the
Sandy's a McNasty.
Yeah, no, she's the really sassy one from Chicago.
You can tell.
She lost her husband about 5 or 6 years ago. So now, and here's the thing: the widow game is like. You know, it's all about time. The expression time heals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sandy is on the, you know, the long end of the window.
Sure.
My mom just started the widow game. So Sandy has been the best.
Good.
She really has. Because she's, you know, she's been a widow now for like 6 or 7 years. And so she really, really, like, she'll even on a, like, call my mom, like, Janie Cakes, it's 10 o'clock. You better have your ass out of bed. And my mom's
good.
Like, I am. She's like, okay, we're going. I'm coming over in about an hour.
That's awesome.
And we're gonna go, you know, do something.
Mm-hmm.
And like Sandy's kind of like a little general, and
that's what
my mom needs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great. Good for her.
And so I guess, but Sandy is pretty attractive, you know, for being like 70 something. And I guess I was talking to my mom. I go, Mom, you know, Sandy's, you know, pretty attractive, and being a widow. And she's like, Sandy is so not in. Like, she does not want a man.
She doesn't even
like,
want
like,
blast?
Like, when you get, no.
Or
I guess when
fuck?
You get, I think when you get that old,
yeah.
You're like so fucking over it, you know? And like, and the man, and the man that you loved, you know, for 45 years, like my mom was like, I could never find a man that could be a half the man that my husband was.
Especially when you know, not to state the obvious, but when you don't have like that much time to look left, you know?
Right, right.
So.
And my mom's like, I don't want to, you know, as you get older, sex becomes, I guess, less important.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, so sexually I could care less. And she's like, I could never, you know, Jeff was, as you get older, that you, I guess you become more companions than lovers.
Sure.
You know, I think that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
And she was like, I could never find another man.
A better fit.
She was like, I would, the other man wouldn't even have a chance because I would just compare him to the love of my life and he would fail miserably. And so I was good to hear that. I didn't want some fucking guy up in the like. I would completely run a guy off.
Really?
Some dude.
Even
some
if your mom wanted
huge,
it.
Bubba, he was a huge Bubba fan, and he was super rich.
With his like, huge cock.
But here's the thing, man.
I didn't say cock, but he was like, Bubba, I want to invest in you.
Hold on, what?
I want to invest in you.
Okay. Hey, Blitz, can you draw up some fake stock certificates exactly. real fast? Blitz, how fast can you draw up Bubba Radio Network stock certificates and get us registered with the SEC?
Yeah.
And we can sell 49% of this for $10 million, okay?
Done.
Perfect. Can you have that by Monday?
I'll have it by this afternoon.
Yeah, by two. but you know, like, no, Lummy. Like, I'm way beyond that.
No.
I actually sat down with Tom Bean yesterday and went for the first time in like, oh God, maybe 10 years.
Mm.
I sat down and went through my finances and money owed and liabilities and taxes and everything. Oh, but after the one good thing was for the first time in 10 years, I was able to pay it all. And I don't got a lot left. I mean, I'm down. Yeah. I got my fucking Longhorn coupons out, but I got everything paid.
Good.
Everything paid.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was just like, wow. Well, I didn't get everything paid yesterday, but we at least appropriated what was coming from where and this and that. And
okay.
If I had enough. And he goes, do you know this is the first time in 8 years that you've had enough to pay your way?
Wow.
You know, to pay your taxes, to, you know, everything. So that was good.
That's fantastic.
That was good. Now I got like, you know, $82 to my name, but hey, I don't owe him. I'm fucking doing good. I got on a very aggressive payment plan with the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a payment plan with them, so we don't have to worry about those guys. We're not going to get raided at any time.
Good.
You know, did they end up hiring those 87,000, or was that that got shot down in committee or
they're
something?
They're trying to shoot it down, but I don't know what, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It technically hasn't been shot down yet. So
right.
They're
right.
Still like interviewing and doing the processing.
Good. Well, they're not going to be coming here because I'm good.
You know, it was weird, Bubba. So this guy Bowen yesterday said he used to listen to the show and he started listening again. And he goes, you know, Bubba always cries about being broke. I looked him up. They said he's worth $3-4 million.
Yeah.
So
well.
They tell me if he's really broke. And I'm like, yeah, he's really broke.
Yeah, say good, that.
Yeah. I said, yeah, I had to go pick up some used weight equipment the other day. And he goes, really?
He's like, oh, man.
Yeah, I bought it for $400.
He's DoorDashing. Say he's DoorDashing.
I said, yeah, and Bubba moved it, too. He's like, oh, okay, though. He must be broke.
He's broke.
But that was a serious question.
I mean, I am broke, but I'm not.
As broke?
As broke.
There
well,
you
but,
go.
But when
I mean, broke
Googles
compared
you, though,
to what? I mean, broke compared to what?
Exactly.
Well, $3-4 million.
Well, I mean, I'm broke.
No, but that's what people are still assume, because that's what it says.
Well, I mean, you know, if I would sell the track, you know, I'd be worth a little bit of money, but you know, I'm going to be okay. I'm on a 10-year plan. I really am. I'm on a 10-year plan. I'm going to retire I wanted to kind of start semi-retiring at 62. But Tom Bean said that ain't going to happen. So
65 it is?
Yeah, probably 65. But I mean,
is that when like the next bump comes in?
Yeah, it's 62, 65, 67.
Okay.
Is when, you know, you're fully vested at, you get it all, you know, you get like half as much at 50, at 60, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the perfect world, if I, in order for things to happen as a businessman, and this is where a lot of people, because we have fun and because we have an unconventional job, but this is a business nonetheless.
Absolutely.
You know, a sustainable business, you know, that it has an employee. What? Let me see. We got, I'm talking about who gets paychecks around here. Rhett, Blitz, Anna, Lummy, and Blitz, I'm going to start taking a paycheck.
All right.
So I haven't even taken one yet this year. But my first paycheck that I take will be next pay period.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job.
Hey, I'm taking a fucking paycheck. So
you earned it.
We have five. This is a business of five. And there's probably a lot of mom and pop businesses of five people.
Sure.
Right?
You know? I'm sure it's pretty common.
Yeah. And so it's in order to, we have long-term goals and plans, and Blitz and I speak about them daily. On projects that we are doing, you know, my I want to work on BAR, BubArmyRadio.com. I want to reskin that and redo that. I want to get our podcasting set built. I'm trying to structure our business where we maybe only work 4 days a week. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or I work 4 days a week and you guys work five or something like that. Kind of like what Howard did, you know, with obviously much.
3 days a week.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean.
Now we do. Yeah.
Eventually I would get to there. Before I fully retire, I'll take time off, like weekly time off. So like maybe at 52, I'll work, you know, 4 days a week. And you guys work. Hell, maybe you guys just work 4 days a week too. No, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
And then, you know, then 3 days a week. I don't know. Fuck it. We started this section of our business blitz in 2017. That's when we started this era.
Yeah, so end of 17, basically.
Yeah, so 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. We're going on our sixth year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think we can keep it going?
I don't see why not.
I think we're building on, well, not on Twitch, but fucking Twitch.
Building,
what a bunch of fucking assholes. I can say that over here, I guess. I don't know.
Speaking of which, don't say the name of the place, but I think that's where we're going to go.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
I sent you a link.
Oh.
I looked at the TV.
I know, I was like, what are you doing? I was like,
I looked at the TV.
You're like, it looked like you're staring off into space. I'm like, well, hold on. On your IM, Bubba.
Oh, my IM. You're going to have to re-IM me, kid.
Okay, I'll send it again.
Okay, hold on.
So, again, don't say the name of the place, but that's the menu.
I'm not. Okay. And I just got to find out where it's at. And I won't say that either.
Yeah, it's in the Tampa St. Pete area.
Okay. Will it show me where it's at on this page?
It's the menu. That shows you what they have to eat. That's all that matters.
Oh, no. Yeah, there it is. Okay, I see that.
It's so good.
Let me see here. Menu. Soups. Okay, I'll pass on both of those.
Me too.
Okay. Salad.
Pass.
German Shepherd salad. I think I'll pass on that. No hummus.
Why what? Not? You don't like hummus?
You got to try hummus,
I
Pooper.
Don't like.
You've tried it.
I've tried it.
Okay. That's all.
What kind of hummus did you try, just out of curiosity?
Just in a container, like where you buy at the grocery store.
Okay.
This might be something I don't like eggplant.
Oh, okay. Can you just try to say it?
I don't think you're going to like any of that.
I actually think I might like this.
Wait, can you say the eggplant deal?
Eggplant.
Can you? Can, what is it called?
Baba Ghananas.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Now, Blitz, is this right here where you just spoon it out and eat it, or do you dip it with nachos?
I mean, you could dip it, I suppose.
Tomatoes, but... onions, and peppers chopped finely and seasoned in our special thing. I think I could maybe do that.
I want you to try that salad thing on the left.
Now, Blitz, how? No.
What is that? What is that? Say it.
That's tubilaki.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz, is this super spicy?
To be honest, I don't know what that is.
It says spicy, Bubba, so I'd listen to the title.
All right.
Yeah. I think you like grape leaves, Bubba.
Like what?
Grape leaves.
No, you won't.
Oh. Yeah, probably not.
So far, the only thing that I like potentially might would be this, that spicy egganami.
I don't like spice.
The Russian salad looks good.
Yeah, none of this. Okay, hot. Let's see if I can go. Oh, no, okay.
You're not. Yeah.
Chinese. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Cheese cigars. Feta cheese, parsley, herbs, wrapped in homemade Turkish, maybe.
We're getting falafel, that's
Yeah, we
for
are
sure.
getting falafel.
What's a falafel?
See it right there.
I know, but this looks like, you know, fried Oreos to me.
That's basically what it is.
No, but like, what is it really, for real?
It's chickpeas.
Then I ain't getting them.
There you are. You're going to try new things.
I might get this. What's... I might get Turkish ravioli.
Ugh, don't get that.
No, hold the fuck on. You take me to a place that I've never been to, and I've never fucking had any Turkish ravioli, and then you're like, try something new, Baba. So I'm like, I'll take the Turkish ravioli, and you're like, oh, don't get that.
Because I want you to try something you've really never tried before. You've had raviolis.
Not with yogurt.
I'm not going to let you eat anything that's bad. There might be something you don't like, but like, I'm not going to let you order something bad. So
now, hold on. I think I could go for these all day.
What are they?
These ice cold kofti-tifis, kibis.
I don't even know what that is. I can't see
I don't
it.
Either.
The ikalai kofalititai.
Honestly, your guess is as good as mine.
It looks like to me like some like beef stuffed, like, I don't know. I like those. Oh, well, Merch Craig's here.
There's
French fries.
There's actually something better for her later on.
Hold on. I'm all day on this. Jumbo fried shrimp?
No, you're not getting any of that.
That's not right.
Fish and fries?
No, keep scrolling.
Fuck
big
yeah, big
no,
boy.
No, keep going.
I mean, hold on.
You don't want that swai.
See, even Lemmy's on board.
Haddock. It's Chinese haddock.
How about the jumbo fried shrimp?
Nope.
So.
No.
None of that.
Yeah, you can go that.
Lamb gyro? No. Chicken gyro? No.
What?
Maybe layers of chicken, marinated chicken breast wrapped in a large vertical split, grilled in front of an
spit.
Indigenous
it says
tier
spit,
of
that's okay.
cork charcoal fryers.
Fries.
Yeah, I could go for all this shit.
Right.
I like all that. I can
do shish kebab or...
Yeah, kebabs.
Euros.
Yeah, this is good.
There you go.
I'm good with this.
Or you can do it sandwich style.
So hold on, stop right there. Up at the very top right, that's from Merch Creek.
Cheese pie. There you go.
Beautiful.
Scroll
down, you get to the sandwich style. I think you'd like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have probably.
Yeah, same. I'm going to have the waffles.
Lamb guy.
Come on.
Chicken. Get chicken.
Or chicken.
Chicken yeah, gyro.
Look how loaded that is.
Okay, listen, there's a lot of things on here.
Yeah.
I like. I really like that fried shrimps.
No.
Don't do that.
Okay.
The shrimp from the Mediterranean.
Yeah, they're Mediterranean.
Yeah, see?
Did you guys see this? I gave this to me. I figured we'd talk about it over here.
Yeah.
Wooden object nearly 2,000 years old suggests that Romans used sex toys, and there's this dildo, this wooden dildo that's shaped like a fucking cock, And I got to tell you, man, you'd really have to have a lot of faith in the craftsman that really sanded it quite finely. But it's because if you get to going on that and it splinters off, it's not going to be good on the sniz.
I think the Romans were pretty fucking sexual people.
I think you could use it. You could fuck your old lady with that. Then you could club her over the head if she misbehaved.
Right.
Right?
Two for one.
I think the Romans like, listen, I make a dildo and I make club. I don't know if Romans talked like that.
I was wondering where that was from, but
just my.
Why not?
Sure, I make dildo to fuck girl, and I make club to hit girl. I think you club them first, then you dildo them.
Sure.
Or do that you dildo right. then club?
It depends on how bad they're fighting.
Right. And here's the deal: who's the Roman bitch that can handle something that large? Yeah, no That's shit. Quite large. That was like a parking meter.
You said it was for a woman.
Oh shit! Oh,
you got to think this is the. Literally the Latin whopper because they spoke Latin.
Can I ask a question?
Do you think,
because I'm white trash from Indiana, do you think that butt fucking has been around ever since
the dawn of time?
The dawn, like okay, we know conventional fucking has been around
for quite some time
because that's the way
Eve was butt fucking Adam like no tomorrow.
Well, no, she but no, but he might have been butt fucking her.
Well, but why can't it be both ways?
Well, there wasn't anything to butt fuck a guy with.
She had a serpent.
Yeah.
No, no, this is the Romans from 2,000 years. I'm talking about before that.
Before Adam and Eve, so the Romans.
In order to butt fuck, you're going to have a dick.
Well, they talk about it in the Bible.
They do?
Yeah.
They talk about butt fucking in the Bible?
They talk about two men sleeping with each other.
Could be sucking dick.
I mean, what's that? I'm sorry.
Excuse me, ma'am. What'd you say?
I think he's sucking dick.
I think if you're gonna suck dick, you might as well just butt fuck.
Is that a rule?
I'd have cracked up like she's a third grader. No, it's not a rule. But like, if you're gonna break, I mean, if you're gonna suck dick, then you might as well butt fuck.
Hear ye, hear ye.
I mean, gay is gay, ain't it? Once you broke the gay, once you've broken the gay seal,
yeah. Once you're sucking dick, just take it in the butt.
What you say, dick? You might as well take it in the butt.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about people, the mentality back then. They were just trying to get their nut, probably, right?
Yeah.
And society probably wasn't near as judgmental back then.
Just like
as it is now.
Let it eat, literally.
Yeah. I mean, two dudes, they'd be like, like, let's say you're just two dudes, right?
Yeah.
And society doesn't have, you know, fucking TMZ and paparazzis and fucking to tell on you. Mm-hmm. And you're just two buddies and you're hanging out. And there ain't no girls around. And you're just like, hey, buddy, you know. Will you suck my dick?
Hey, buddy.
Will you suck me?
Like the guy in plain sight, he's like, can you just give me some relief?
Yeah, come on. Exactly.
It's like a medical thing.
Yeah, just a medical thing. And then you know what? I'll take care of you. But then after I get my nut, I'm so not into anything.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm like, man,
you
you're
going
to. I hope I'm bigger than that guy, because if not, he's going to try to beat me up.
He'll kill you.
I wonder what the first instance of butt fucking was.
For humans?
Oh, I mean, like.
And I wonder what the first instance of oral was.
Caveman times, man.
No, I mean, like, you think.
What if he
had
a pussy so bad it killed you?
You think Eve sucked Adam's dick, or do you think they just procreated? Do you think they just intercoursed and that's it?
They did all kinds of shit.
Well, first of all, I don't even believe in that bullshit.
Well, I know.
So let's not even think about that.
But
like, let's go to cavemans, because we know cavemans existed. Now, Anna, what was before cavemen? Like, what was before that?
Caveman is kind of a, like, loose term.
Generically, we're saying caveman.
Neanderthal, you know, when man started walking up.
Neanderthals are kind of like a cousin of the hominid line of
evolution.
Okay,
but, like, what about when men, when the human species started walking
Cro-Magnon.
Upright?
That was about a couple million years ago. I think the first hominid they found walking upright was the Australopithecines. Remember Lucy in the 70s?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so that. They're probably licking and, you know, exploring.
Yeah, because they're out there in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Savannah, yeah.
And there's nobody.
Not Georgia, by the way.
Nobody's judging you.
No.
And, you know,
just try to live.
Yeah, like I reverted like to the monk, like to the gorillas at the zoo. They jack the fuck off, and there's like, all these kids and all these mom and dads. They don't give a fuck.
Right.
I think that's the way maybe, you know, humans or, you know, the upright Cro-Magnon man might have felt. He's like, listen, I know I need to fuck this female species in order to have kids, but if I just need to get my nut, this guy over here can suck it.
Right.
And if he doesn't suck it, I'm going to club him over the fucking head. I think, well, unga bunga. And you point to your dick, and if he doesn't unga bunga on your dick, then you hit him over the head with the fucking 2x4, you know, whatever.
Probably the closest thing that we have to kind of explore our ancestors and how they engage sexually is to look at our closest living relatives that aren't human, which are chimpanzees and bonobos. And they'll fucking suck and fuck anything.
Right.
Especially the bonobos. They're very horny creatures.
Bonobos?
Yes. They're called pygmy chimps, but
we've looked them up.
Yeah, the bonobos.
Do the boys fuck the boys?
Well, like the mom will just start jerking off her son if he's acting out because she wants him to calm down.
Hold on. What?
Jenny Cakes didn't do that with you?
So the little bonobo, he's fucking around being naughty.
Being aggressive. She'll start jerking him off to calm him down.
Man, I wish we could be bonobos.
That's why Bubba used to act up as a kid.
Yeah.
My mom would just start jerking my dick. Yeah.
My little pee-pee. My bug. That's what my family called my wiener, my bug. Mm-hmm. And Tara's pussy was called her monkey. Did you guys have nicknames for your genitalia?
Just pee-pee.
Yeah.
What was yours, Lummy?
Penis, pee-pee.
Mine was my bug, and Tara's was her monkey.
Nice.
Are we the only families?
At least in my family, everything was a pee-pee. Like, dad had a pee-pee, mom had a pee-pee, everybody had a pee-pee.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gender neutral.
When's the first time you ever saw your dad's pee-pee?
Like as a kid, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, look like
I remember
monster.
When I saw my mom's bush one time, and I was like, five, six.
You like what you saw?
Well, and it's like, you know, you understand when it was like 1972.
Right.
And, you know, I think 72 bush is way
Afro's
different.
On the head and on the puss.
Yeah, and she had, you know.
I remember, I don't remember it. I just remember it happening. I saw a babysitter's one time, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, I was like, what is that?
That's hot.
How did you see a babysitter?
Yeah, was she jerking you off?
I wish.
Man, did all of us have crushes on our babysitters?
I
didn't have a crush. Like looking back, she was cute, but like I didn't have a crush on her.
I wanted to fuck my babysitter.
I hope I didn't want to because it was my grandma.
Oh.
Oh.
Mine was Susetta Marshall, and she was like 16, Susie, and I was like, you know, 8, and I wanted, and she had tits and stuff.
What'd you have?
Tits.
Yeah, my oldest brother was banging our babysitter, so
what?
I didn't really
no, hold that. On, for real?
Yeah.
Did you watch? Did you voyeur it up?
He'd kick us out of the house and lock us out and bang her.
That's real good babysitting.
I know.
Why did Warren get ran over by a car? Well, because he was outside. Why was he outside? Because I was fucking a babysitter.
Yeah, pretty much.
She was sitting on that baby. His dick.
But honest to God, your older brother was fucking a babysitter.
Yeah, he'd lock us out when he would come down from California and just fuck the babysitter.
I'm like, was she cute?
Yeah, she
how old is
hair.
Everyone here?
Like 16, so 16,
both
17.
Both were 16?
Yeah.
And how old are you, like 12?
No, I was like 8.
Right, and
nine.
And your brother's 16, and he's fucking the girl that's supposed to be watching you?
Yep.
And like, would it be a long fuck, or would it be a short one?
Well, at the time, it seemed like a long fuck.
Did you know what was going on?
I found out later on, after like the 10th time my aunt told me. Because I was like, man, fucking force just keeps kicking me out of the house. And she's like, who's there? And I'm like, the babysitter. He's like, oh, they're having intercourse.
Cute? Intercourse.
Yeah, she was pretty good. Yeah,
you're
she
eight,
was,
and your aunt's disgusting. Telling you they're having intercourse.
My aunt was wild. She fucking did whatever.
How about you, Anna? Did you ever want to? Oh, well, I guess your grandma babysitted you.
Yeah, no, yeah, I never wanted to grab her.
And Blitz, how did you see your? How did you see your babysitter?
Honestly, I don't
pussy.
Remember. I don't remember. And I don't remember anything other than like seeing it and be like, what the fuck is that? And then like
just seeing hair.
Yeah.
I told you my friend.
Probably bathroom.
One of my best friends at the time was Brett Zachary, and his mom was named Ann Zachary.
Mm.
And I saw her bush. And this is when we were in middle school, so I knew what a bush was.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. And I jerked it.
You liked seeing the hair?
Well, I think she might have been like rubbing one out.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I could see there was this little they built this back little rec room onto the back of their house.
A fuck room.
And no, it was like, literally. You know, no, it was like where it was like a rec room. They had like a little bar back there and like a TV, and that's where we would play our video games and stuff. Well, since they built it onto the back of their house, you could see the, you know, Stan and Ann's bedroom was kind of like a window that was into this room when they kept the curtains closed. Be like if you almost built like a sunroom onto your back of your house, you know,
yeah.
and your master bedroom was back facing in that area. Well, we were putting together airplane models, And Blitz, I can remember we were putting together, like, I think they were called, were they B-25 Mitchells?
Yeah.
We were putting together these B-25 Mitchell airplanes. And he had to go, down to his grandma and grandpa's. And they were like four houses or five houses down. Grandma and grandpa. This is out in Chapman Lake. And Stan, the dad, he was a metal detector. But you know that hobby where they go out?
Of course.
Yeah, you know, he would go to and find, he would find some unbelievable, he was early in on the metal detecting, so he would find some, I mean, he'd find some really rare coins and Rolex watches and all kinds of shit. But on the weekends, he'd go out metal detecting. Well, Brett would have me spend the night, and we would go out and shoot BB guns, and they lived on a lake, and if it was summer, we'd go out, you know, fishing or go on the pontoon boat or something like that. And Stan would be out metal detecting, and Ann would just be doing, you know, whatever. Well, Brett had to go down to Grandma's house to pick up some shit or some do something for like 5 or 10 minutes. Well, Ann was in her bedroom. She thought we were just out back putting together our models. She didn't know that I was looking through the window, and right. I caught her, you know.
Rubbing one out.
Rubbing her puss. And I was like, I was so turned on by that. Oh, my God.
Probably amazing.
Oh, my God. And she was just going to town on it. And I was just, oh, my God.
Well, isn't there rumors that Stan Zachary and your mom might have hung out a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. Mom never talks about that. I certainly can't bring it up now.
No.
But, yeah. Supposedly. I don't know if maybe Doug and Jane were swapping with Stan and Ann. Maybe.
Whoa.
Me and Tara have often thought of that.
Maybe that's where the Polaroid came from. Maybe that was...
No, the Polaroid was from a chick... That my in Washington, my dad went to go visit his friend. I don't know if we should
up in Walla Walla.
If we should be talking about all this shit. No wonder I'm such a sexual deviant.
Hey, your parents were swingers.
They might have been.
Yeah.
I think our parents might have been. If Tara wasn't a high level executive managing 400 people, I'd call her up right now and say, "Do you think Mom and Dad were swingers?
Do you not like we won't mention this, but do you think we can call your mom and tell her hello?
No, not now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus Anna's got to go to Dr. Dan.
Yeah,
I got a year deal.
I think it's time.
Well, we got plenty of time.
Not really.
No,
well, Bubba, here's the deal. Hold on. Lummy said earlier, if this show goes on very long, he's going to get up and walk out. So we're trying to make it go longer.
Because I got to get home.
Lummy, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this around. Very rarely do I go against Blitz, but I'll walk out with you, baby.